WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us this morning on our Tuesday edition of The Opening Bell. February saw the highest number of job cuts in more than 3.5 years. And on Friday, the jobs report showed just 20,000 jobs added by employers over the last month. Joining us this morning is Andrew Challenger. He's the vice president at Challenger Gray and Christmas in Chicago, the global outplacement and career transitioning firm. Andrew, good morning. Welcome back to The Opening Bell.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So a couple of headlines here. The job cuts concerning 3.5 years, the biggest number there. What's going on?
Yeah, we certainly saw a slowdown in hiring last month. While we've been off to a good pace at the beginning of the year, hopefully this last month was just an anomaly and not a trend going forward. But we did also see in our own job cuts report that February was the biggest month in the last 3 years for job cut announcements. And so some worrying signs, but of course, these numbers can be pretty volatile month to month. So hopefully, not indicating a long term trend.
Yeah, 76,835 positions cut. That's the most I think since 2015, if I'm reading that right. So what would be causing the anomaly? Do you think?
There could be a little bit of holdout from the government shutdown. There was some pretty bad weather during the month, and it might have just caused employers to slow down their activity, but we'll see. It is concerning to see a number that low, but we did see wage growth, and we see this continued streak of over 100 months of continued jobs added to the economy. So I don't think it's time to panic yet.
Yeah, what point is the time to panic? Do you think if we see another month, perhaps, or is it another 2 months, or where's your panic button?
Yeah, 2 or 3 months of really low or even negative job growth, I think puts everybody's gets everybody in panic mode a little bit.
If you go through the numbers back to the job cuts report, what are the industries that are leading that, and what do the individual numbers of these industries tell you about what might be going on in the economy?
Yeah, we continued to see the number one sector where job cuts occurred was in retail. It's been an industry where over the last 3 years, we've seen a large number of cuts. This last month, it was led out by the bankruptcy of Payless Shoes, where they closed 2,500 stores. 16,000 workers were let go and added into the unemployment numbers. That industry is going through this overall trend. We're moving from e-commerce to from brick and mortar retail, and so we're going to continue to see store closures there, and continue to see that industry go through a lot of change, and particularly if the economy is headed in a direction where there's going to be less money in people's pockets and less money to spend in stores.
Andrew, as I go through the numbers further, I don't think I've ever asked you about the geography of this, but it just jumped off the page at me about Massachusetts. Looks like they have the biggest number of cuts, and the number of cuts in Illinois leads in the Midwest. Those are both concerning data points.
Yeah, the big ones out of the Midwest, out of Massachusetts, we saw these big cuts out of General Electric. They made these huge sweeping changes, and they announced that they'd let go 30,000 people over the last couple months. And the headquarters is in Massachusetts, so that's where we saw those numbers coming from. And in the Midwest, it was spread across quite a couple different industries. But we did see some of those jobs leaving manufacturing and the professional and business services sectors.
I wanted to talk to you also about another story that's out there, and I know you've been watching it very closely. Recent U.S. Court of Appeals ruling, Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals ruling on age bias laws, saying that older job candidates are not protected by those laws in a couple of ways. Talk to us a little bit about that, and why should we be concerned to see that?
Yeah, it's concerning to see a channel shut down where older workers had some ability to fight age discrimination in their job hunt. Certainly the ADEA is still going to cover working older workers, those that are already employed, but it's not going to cover job seekers. Those are going out and finding jobs right now. So an example would be, you know, companies that post a job and say, we're looking for somebody between 5 and 7 years of experience, right? They cap it off. They say they're not really looking for people with greater years of experience. It's a practice that you know, job seekers do face older workers and can keep them from applying to those positions, makes them feel uncomfortable if they do get an interview, that they're not, the company's really not looking for somebody like them. And that practice, you know, there are other laws that might keep employers from using language like that, but certainly older workers are not being protected now by this specific law.
What advice can you give here? What strategies can we put in place for older workers to sort of get past some of this?
Yeah, one thing we're always telling older workers who are out there is, first, never apologize for being, say, over 60. Nobody really wants to hire somebody who's over 60 or having that kind of defeatist attitude. It really shows in an interview. And employers want to hire people who are confident in themselves and their abilities, regardless of their age.
You know, with more and more people working past their retirement age, this is not an issue that's going away.
Yeah, certainly today, more and more of the workforce either wants to work later in their lives or has to work later in their lives, and they're going to face some of these stereotypes that, say you're particularly expensive because of all your years of experience, or that you're not going to be able to adapt to the new technology that's in the workforce. Those are things that older workers face in terms of discrimination in their searches, and it can be something that's difficult to combat.
Andrew, thanks for being with us this morning. Always a good conversation.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Andrew Challenger, who's vice president at Challenger Gray and Christmas in Chicago, the outplacement firm and training firm here in Chicago. Always good to have Andy Challenger on with us here on The Opening Bell. You can find more, by the way, at challengergray.com.